USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More large universities and colleges are either returning or halting tax dollars they received amid the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump says the aid would have gone to Harvard, Stanford, Princeton, and more large businesses to the amount of $350 million.
And they've either not gone out or we've renegotiated it and they're not getting them. So in a couple of cases, they're sending them back and sending them back immediately.
After being held up by Democrats last week, a bill to help small businesses is headed to President Trump's desk after final passage in the House. The bill provides loans for small businesses, and Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall says it will help America's economy.
This rescue package throws a lifeline to small businesses and the American worker to keep them whole during this hard time.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FDA has given emergency authorization to the first coronavirus test that allows people to collect their own samples at home using a nasal swab before mailing it off to a lab for analysis. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn tells Fox News this is a great breakthrough.
This is a really great development and another example of the partnership between the federal government, FDA, and lab developers. What this does is it allows for home self-collection under certain conditions. LabCorp is the company that developed this. The data show us that the test is accurate and that this can be safely done at home. So really quick and easy, and a nice approach for someone to stay at home and do this. Less risk to healthcare professionals because they don't have to be the ones putting the swab in the person's nose.
And of the 4.4 million Americans filing for first-time jobless claims last week, the biggest increases were in Colorado, New York, Missouri, Florida, and North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is calling on China to allow inspectors into sensitive laboratories like the Wuhan facility amid concerns over the source of the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Secretary Pompeo says these facilities are still open in China as research continues.
These labs are still open inside of China. These labs that contain complex pathogens that were being studied. It's not just the Wuhan Institute of Virology. There are multiple labs inside of China that are handling these things. It's important that those materials are being handled in a safe and secure way.
China continues to refuse to share samples of the original virus known scientifically as SARS-CoV-2.
We still do not have a sample of the virus, nor has the world had access to the facilities or other locations where this virus may have originated inside of Wuhan.
I'm John Clemens.
The Cincinnati Bengals are on the clock for the first-ever virtual NFL draft after the league did a virtual test run earlier this week. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell tells ABC's Good Morning America what the draft means as he will be announcing the selections from his home.
The draft has always been about hope, but this year, with all that's going on in our society and around the globe, we need more experiences together, and that's what the NFL does.
The draft was originally scheduled to be held in Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.